Thank you for getting ready to tune into a new episode of Shooting Lights Out from the Playmakers Bar Network and Shooting Lights Out. We'd like to let you know that it's being brought to you by Liz. Liz.com. Get the most trending hat wear that you can get with your favorite team logo on it at Liz.com. And for today, for the remaining hours of today, you can get free shipping over orders of over $24. Let's use the promo code Liz24. That is LIDS24. That is LIDS24 for free shipping on your order in the United States for over $24. Also, Shooting Lights Out is being brought to you by Fanatics. Get your fishing license, everything sportswear that you can get, from hats to jerseys to sweatpants to t-shirt, whatever the case may be, and even duffel bags with Fanatics. And with today, also, you can get free shipping on your Fanatics order over orders over $24 in the United States. 24BOLT is the promo code. That is 24BOLT for free shipping over orders over $24 in the United States. Thank you. And now it's time for Shooting Lights Out. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today on this Monday, January 23rd, 2023? It's your boy, the Playmaker, down there. The Playmaker Silence is in the building. I am in the building. Y'all can see me live on YouTube. Well, not live on YouTube, but on YouTube. Those of y'all watching on YouTube, if you listen to us on Spotify, Stitcher, any podcast platform that you listen to, I'm greatly appreciated. I'm happy to be here right now. And we got some things to get into. I have a flavor file. I have a big flavor file. And it's a personal flavor file. Because I have done flavor files on teams and stretches and stuff. No, my flavor file consists of two teams who lost to one team. Two teams who lost to one team. That's my flavor file. And it's personal. It is very, very, very personal. I'm taking host and creative privilege on this one. Okay. No heat check. We're going to do Around the Hardwood. We're going to do Flagrant Foul. And Games for Watching, we're going to be done with it. But my Flagrant Foul is very, very personal. Okay? I'm a basketball fan. It's personal. Nevertheless, y'all know how I roll. We're going ahead and we're going to go around the hardwood as we're supposed to and get into how we're supposed to. And to begin Around the Hardwood, the big news that dropped today, just about an hour and a half ago, and as you can see, those of you who are watching on YouTube, Lakers agreed to deal for Wizards Rory Hachimura. This is by Adrian Wojnarowski, the NBA insider for ESPN. The Lakers have agreed to a deal to acquire Washington Wizards for Rory Hachimura for Christian Nunn and 3 second-round picks, sources tell ESPN. The deal includes a 2023 second-round pick via Chicago, the Lakers own in 2029, and the less favorable of the Warriors and Lakers 2028 second-round picks, sources say. Hachimura, 24, has grown unhappy without a rookie contract extension in the preseason and became less of a priority with the emergence of Kyle Kuzma in the Wizards front courts. So the Lakers make a nice trade. I hate saying it because the Lakers. But they added some size on the inside.
While getting ready some guard depth.
Now, this is, if I'm being honest, this is a pretty good trade. You need some size. You know, Anthony Davis is making his way back, and the Lakers are starting to win some games, which I hate. But nevertheless, as part of this that I do for love and for a living, I got to be honest, my honest is due. So Lakers making some moves. I can't knock them for it. Moving on, Dream acquire Alicia Gray and trade with the Wings. I did not see this coming, even though I didn't see other trades coming either. But the Atlanta Dream have attained guard Alicia Gray, the 2017 WNBA Rookie of the Year, the Tokyo Olympics 3x3-on-3 gold medalist, and they trade with the Dallas Wings. It was announced it was back on Saturday. In exchange, the Wings obtained the third overall selection in April's WNBA draft. They also had the number 11 pick, as well as the Atlanta's 2025th first round pick. General manager of the Dream, Dan Pridova, says adding Alicia Gray is a huge step for our organization, and we are all celebrating a big win today. She's one of the best two-way guards in the world and is in the prime of her career. The intensity and her style of play will fit perfectly here in Atlanta. You talking about her and what she did teaming with, you know, fellow rookie of the year, Ryan Howard. That's going to be a dangerous backcourt with them two. Atlanta Dream making moves earlier. If you catch the last Shooting Lights Out, my New York Liberty made some moves. Now all the eyes when it comes to the WNBA is focused on Breanna Stewart, who will be visiting the New York Liberty. I think Atlanta's on that list too, if I remember correctly. And I try to make sure I get a full look at who's all on here. See if I can find it real quick for you. It's the New York Liberty, the Seattle Storm, who she formerly played with, the Minnesota Lynx, and the Washington Mystics are on that list. Not the Atlanta Dream, but nevertheless, man, it is something to behold. With the WNBA season looming around, I believe, in May or June, but the WNBA draft is in April, so not far to go for the ladies. The professional ladies take the court and do what they got to do. Our next headline, UConn's Elisa Fudd to miss some more time after re-injuring her knee. There's no clear timetable, and shout out to Alexa Philippoon for this. UConn's sophomore guard, Elisa Fudd, would miss more time after re-injuring her knee Sunday against Georgetown. One game after she returned for a 5.5-week absence from the initial injury. No timeline was released for Fudd's return, but Coach Gino Rim said Friday that there will be no surgery involved, and the team will see how she feels after having no weight bearing on the knee for 2 weeks. He called it a wait and see situation, emphasizing that each athlete's body responds differently to injuries. This has been a very tough year for the UConn Huskies and Gino Rim, but nevertheless, they still find ways to win games. So you know Gino is going to do what he got to do to make sure his girls are ready, because this ain't no rocking and rolling, even though they have been hit with the injury bug left and right this season. Moving on, Villanova's Maddie Sarkis breaks school all-time scoring mark. Now, when we say all-time scoring mark, we're talking both men and women. And we're talking Villanova here, you know. Davi DiVincenzo, Chris Jenkins. We can go on from stars from Villanova on the men's side, but it's a lady that has broken the all-time scoring mark at the school. Okay? This happened back on January 20th. Maddie Sarkis scored 23 points to become the all-time leading scorer at Villanova. And the number 22nd ranked Wildcats used a stud defense in the first half to set the tone for a 73-57 win over the Creighton Blue Jays in the Big East rematch on Friday night. Sets the leading scorer in women's Division I college basketball at almost 29 points a game, came into the rematch 18 points shy of the record. With 6:35 left in the fourth quarter, Jays got the ball on the edge of the key, rolled to the middle, and knocked down the mid-jumper range over a double team to set the school scoring record, finished the game with 2,414 career points in 113 games. That is the record, not for the women's side, but for the entire school. That includes the men's and all the good teams that Coach Jay Wright had. He had at that program before retiring. Not easy any more points over that. Okay. Hello. Let me make sure. Shout out to Maddie Shagish for accomplishing a very huge goal at the University of Villanova. Moving on. Sparks forward, K. Lewis Simonson joins Villanova staff. This is very interesting. This is coming from Nashville, Tennessee, from the Associated Press. This was on yesterday. Former UConn star and current WNBA player Kate Lou Samuelson has been hired as Vanderbilt's Director of Player Development for Women's Basketball. Samuelson, who plays for the Los Angeles Sparks, will assist with recruiting and strategy for Vanderbilt. Yeah, I still got Villanova, my man. Vanderbilt. During her offseason, the school announced Sunday. This is going to be interesting, you know, Katie played for under Geno Reemer and the UConn Huskies. They won the 2016 NCAA tournament when she was at the Huskies. She was conference player of the year in 2017 and 2018. She was the 10th player in UConn history to record 2,000 points in a career, finishing fourth on the Huskies' all-time scoring list. She was the fourth pick in the 2019 WNBA draft by Dallas, but she also played for Seattle. Now she's playing for the Sparks. But during her offseason, she will be at Vanderbilt recruiting and strategizing to bring up the Lady Commodores basketball program. So this is a very nice move, very good move. I am pleased to see the ladies giving back. Might not be to her actual school, which is UConn, because what Geno Reemer has done, really don't think you have to give back to that program, because that program has a lot. But seeing that she's giving back to a program who needs some guidance, who needs some help, so I'm very happy to see that. Continuing on, Aaliyah Boston sets records of South Carolina's record with 73rd double-double. This was yesterday. Aaliyah Boston showed once more her consistency is every bit as important as her enormous talent. Boston had her program record setting 73rd double-double with 13 points, 14 rebounds. That's number one. South Carolina moved to 20-0 with a dominating 92-47 victory over Arkansas on Sunday. Boston's coach Don Staley has watched the 6'5 All-American stay engaged and focused despite jerk defenses with three or four players aiming to limit her production. Very little has worked the past four seasons. Mentally tough, mentally strong. Those are the separators for a leader that Coach Staley has said. Boston takes the information and knows in the end she'll get better of things in nearly every game. This is crazy. As of right now, most career double-doubles in SEC history. She is currently third with 73, right behind Janet Harris from the University of Georgia with 78 back in 1982-85. And then above her is the great and Hall of Famer Sylvia Fowles from LSU back in 2005-2008 when she had 86 double-doubles. Nevertheless, she still got a lot of games to go, so she still might break that record. She's only 13 back, and you still got the rest of the conference schedule, and you have the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament. So she has a lot of games to break that record. And she just might break the record. I don't see how she doesn't. There's a chance that she can break because she's just a double-double machine. And how do you stop
How do you stop her? How do you stop her? It remains to be seen. That she will end her South Carolina career as the number one double-double machine in SEC history. We shall see.
And then with that, we go to the recap of the ladies' interesting games. We had a tobacco roll robbery in the latest game when North Carolina hosted Duke in a top 20 showdown in Chapel Hill, and the Lady Tar Heels did their thing, knocking off their rivals of Duke 61-56. Going down to a top 10 matchup in the Pac-12 when Stanford, ranked number 4, hosting number 8 Utah, and a very dominant performance by Haley Jones and the Cardinals, 74-62 win over number 8. Staying in the Pac-12, we had an upset, ladies and gentlemen. Corvallis, Oregon was the site where the Oregon State Beavers hosted 23rd-ranked Oregon Ducks with a 3-point win. The Beavers shocked the Ducks 68-65. That's on the ladies' side. And on the men's side, it was a busy week for the men's side. Starting off with Loyola Marymount doing the unthinkable, doing the impossible. They go into Spokane, Washington. They go into Gonzaga, and they upset Gonzaga 68-67 in Gonzaga's house, breaking a streak that nobody thought would be broken. But they did it. Number 6 ranked Gonzaga Bulldogs suffered a fourth loss of the season. This one, the biggest one of all. Head to the ACC, unranked Duke, which is rid of seeing that Duke is unranked, but they are unranked, and they took down 17-ranked Hurricanes of Miami, 68-66. And then we head down to the Big 12, where number 2 Kansas was at home against TCU, and good gracious, I never heard Allen Fieldhouse be so quiet in all my days. Roger Tejar was not being chanted because TCU beat the brakes off the Kansas Jayhawks. They ain't just upset Kansas. They beat the brakes off Kansas. 83-60. This is what the home frogs did to the Jayhawks in the Jayhawks building. It was embarrassing. Embarrassing. Speaking of embarrassing, getting off embarrassing and coming back, is the Arizona Wildcats from the Pac-12, ranked 11 after they got destroyed in Eugene, Oregon by Oregon over the past week. They came back and took down 5th ranked the Bruins of UCLA 58-52, a much needed statement win for the Arizona Wildcats. Let the Pac-12 know, hey, we might have lost to Oregon and it might not have been so present, but damn it. Y'all not crowning UCLA just yet. We still have something to say about it, and that they did in Arizona. Good win for the Arizona Wildcats. Let's see how UCLA bounces back. And then finally, for our recap, and to finish our round of hardwood, we had another upset in the Big 12. This one takes us to Stillwater, Oklahoma, where the Oklahoma State Cowboys hosted 12th-ranked Iowa State 61-59. The Cyclones fell short of the Cowboys on the road.
Big win for the Cowboys.
Terrible loss for the Cyclones. That will conclude a round. Take a break. We'll be back. The Playmakers Blog is proudly to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, where you can get all your official license, sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or even International Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team. Rep the hardware. Get comfortable. Because Fanatics is the way to go. Where sports fans shop, and official license everything. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Fanatics is the place to go to get your sports gear, your memorabilia, and all that good stuff. And for With time looming right now, you can save on free U.S. shipping on orders over $24. That's the promo code 24BOLT. That's 24BOLT. Free shipping on your orders over $24 with Fanatics. Now we got to get down to business because right now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a flagrant foul to give out. And like I got to say earlier, this is a personal flagrant. And as for you who are watching on YouTube, you see on your screen, you see two logos. You see the Memphis Grizzlies logo, and you see the Portland Trail Blazers logo. This ain't the first time that I did multiple flagrant fouls when you got to see two logos on screen. If you recall earlier when I started doing this, I did the Bluegrass State with the Kentucky Wildcats and the Louisville Cardinals. But that was different compared to what I'm doing today. These two teams lost to the same damn team in back-to-back games. And it's not the fact that they just lost to them, even though I can't stand the team that beat them. It's how they lost that hurts my goddamn nerves. First off, because we're going to go in order. We're definitely going to go in order here in the days. First up is the goddamn Memphis Grizzlies, you know. Let me go get it together. Let me do this right. Let me do this correctly because I am annoyed by this. And yes, I said annoyed. Okay. So let's go back to Friday, January 20th, ladies and gentlemen. The Memphis Grizzlies was at Crypto.com Arena to face off with the Los Angeles Lakers. Okay? That's where we're going. You see the final score here. Those of you who are watching on YouTube and those of you who are listening to on whatever podcast platform that you listen to, I appreciate you listening to it. As you see here, the final score is Memphis 121, Lakers 122. Now, before I go any further, for those of you who are wondering, do I hate the Lakers that much? Yes, I do. When does my hate with the Lakers started? We can go all the way back to when Shaq and Kobe. Excuse me. We can go all the way back when Shaq and Kobe was together. I just couldn't stand the Lakers. That's how far back my hate for the Lakers go. When Shaq and Kobe were together. So even though LeBron's with them, I can't stand him. That's why I don't like LeBron right now. Because he went to the damn Lakers. You shouldn't have went to the Lakers, but you did. Nevertheless, back to the mission at hand. This was the final score. Nobody's been talking about this game because a lot of other stuff happened. But I want you to see here, as those of you who are watching on YouTube, those who are listening in, I'm going to help you out. With over a minute to go in the third quarter, so this is 108 left in the third quarter. So the score was Memphis 88, Lakers 75. At this moment in time, the win probability for the Memphis Grizzlies was at 94.5. That means the win probability for the Lakers was at 5.5. Those of you who have trouble doing math, I will help you. So when you hit 5.5 win percentage for the Lakers, you're like, yeah, this game might be over. They up 13, about to go to the fourth quarter. Yeah, it is the Lakers. They haven't been all like that. But okay. So, 13-point lead in this, let's see, 13 minutes and 8 seconds left to go to the game. All right. I don't know when this started, but those of you who are watching on YouTube, those who know what happened during the Memphis and Grizzlies game, I don't know when this happened, but Steven Adams, Dylan Brooks, the entire Memphis Grizzlies, including John Morant's dad, all went at Shannon Sharp, who had the headline for this incident here that this became a meme. Those of you who are watching on YouTube, this right here has become a meme. But Shannon Sharp did come on Undisputed today and apologize to the Lakers, LeBron James, the Memphis Grizzlies, Dylan Brooks, John Morant, to the FS1, to Fox, He did his apology as a professional on today's show. His first appearance since this incident happened. This incident happened Friday night. He wasn't due back to be seen on TV again until today. So he came on today. They talked about the Cowboys and let Skip and all that get out the way. But before they ended that segment, went to their first commercial break, Shannon Sharp offered an apology. Nevertheless, this is the meme that's been going around as of right now, thanks to Uncle Shay Shay. And this has been the talk of the game besides outside of the Lakers winning. Now, remind you that they had a 13-point lead just before the fourth quarter. Going to the fourth quarter, with 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, the Grizzlies had a 103-95 lead. They had an 8-point lead. The win probably percentage at this point in time is 91.5. At this point in time, the Lakers still don't have a win probability of 10%. They still don't have a win probability of 10% at this point in time. It is 8.5. You're down 8. Half the quarter is basically over. And within that half a quarter, you only shaved off, let me think, 5 points from the 1 minute mark of the third quarter to halfway through the fourth quarter. That's about 6.5, 7 minutes, and you only can shave off 5 points. Those who do math correctly, you're thinking exactly what I'm thinking. There's no way in the hell Memphis gonna lose this game. I did a heat check on them last week and gave them their flowers and like, yo, you better pay attention and watch out. This team is on a mission. They are tired of being disrespected. Like, hey, Shannon Sharp said Dylan Brooks can't guard LeBron James. He's too small. Dylan Brooks said F you and all that other good stuff. And this happened. This is what occurred between the two and the team with the Memphis Grizzlies. They came out. They was like, hey, you ain't gonna talk to our brother like that. When Shannon Sharp's like, I take on as one of y'all, what the case may be. Okay. Nevertheless, it is the fourth quarter. We are 6.5 minutes away, and the Grizzlies have an 8-point lead. Lakers have LeBron James. They don't have Anthony Davis. Russell Westbrook is coming off the bench. Dennis Schroeder is in the lineup. All the cases to the store. They are shorthanded. Nevertheless, it is the Memphis Grizzlies who's been on a hot streak. At this point in time, the Memphis Grizzlies have won 11 straight games. And this was the final score. Lakers 122, Memphis 121. The Lakers went on to score 41 in the fourth quarter. Outscored the Grizzlies 41-30. Two. Memphis went into the fourth quarter with an 8-point lead and blew it to the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James, 23 points, 9 boards, 6 assists. He wasn't a player of the game. That would be Mr. Russell Westbrook. 29 points, 10 from 18 from the field, 5 boards and 6 assists. That 10 for 18, that is very efficient for those of you who don't understand. That is 55.5% from the field. Westbrook was making sure he was making shots. 55.5% from the field is good for Russell Westbrook, especially coming off the bench as he does, to drop 29 points and still give you 5 boards and 6 assists. And LeBron James, 23 points, 9 boards, 6 assists. Combine these two here, combined for what? 52 points, 14 boards, and 12 assists. I don't care what John Morant did. I don't care what they did in the bank. I don't care what nothing the Memphis Grizzlies did. All I care about is the fact that y'all blew a lead to the Los Angeles Lakers. And you lost! As my good buddy Cole Sports would say, the Memphis Grizzlies took this and I hate it. You took an L, and I hate it.
That was Friday. That was Friday. While you guys were watching, and including myself, while we were watching the divisional round of the playoffs yesterday,
the Lakers took this win into Portland. The face off with Dame Dollar
and the Portland Trailblazers.
This is the final score. Lakers 121, Portland 112. Lakers won by 9. Why do I have a problem with this? Lakers won by 9. I'm not understanding. I don't know. Another situation happened with the Lakers, this time between the point guards of Patrick Beverley and Damian Lillard. Those of you who see on the screen, those of you who can barely see it on YouTube, the Lakers were trailing 38-40. Over 7.5 minutes in the second quarter when Dame Dollar was at the free throw line before him and Patrick Beverley got to it and Pat Bell got teed up. 2-point game, second quarter. Got it. 2-point game, second quarter. Dame Dollar was at the free throw line. At the 9-minute mark in the third quarter, the Portland Trail Blazers was up 78-53. That is a 25-point lead. This is after this took place in the second quarter. We going for the second quarter. Lakers down 2 with Dame Dollar at free throw line. To the third quarter when Portland Trail Blazers has a 25-point lead in the third quarter with a win probability of 99.2. That means the Lakers have a 0.8% of coming back and winning this game. At the 9:18 mark of the third quarter, knowing there's a whole another fourth quarter to go. So they say, even with the extra 12 minutes, which is 21 minutes and 18 seconds. Even with the 21 minutes and 18 seconds, they are telling you that the Lakers have a 0.8% chance of winning this game, down 25 in the third quarter. All right. This was the end result. Lakers 121. Trail Blazers 112. It was a 34-point turnaround for the Lakers to pull out the 0.8% win probability. The Blazers outscored the Lakers 45-13 in the second quarter. The Lakers in return responded in the second half by dropping 75 points in the second half to the Grizzlies 42. I'm going to say that again. The Lakers outscored the Trailblazers in the second half, 75-41, a 34-point turnaround to make the 0.8% probability a 100% probability win for the Los Angeles Lakers. And with this game, King James was the man. 37 points, 11 boards. But he had help. Thomas Bryant. Career high, 31 points. 12 from 15 from the field with 14 rebounds.
For those of you who are running, being 12 from 15 from the field, that is 80% shooting from the field.
80% from the field, 31 points, 14 boards from the center that is replacing Anthony Davis and Thomas Bryant helped LeBron, who had 37 and 11. These two guys combined for 68 points and 25 rebounds. As the Portland Trailblazers gave their home crowd a very, very, very disappointing game. A very, very disappointing Sunday because you had a 25-point lead and you let the Lakers outscore you 34 points to lose at home. At home. At freaking home. So, as I sit here, and I'm going back to my first slide here because this is why I put them both on the same goddamn slide in the same fucking foul. The Memphis Grizzlies and the Portland Trailblazers. You guys are getting a big ass flagrant foul from me because that pissed me off to know that in back-to-back games with the Lakers, with games that I had a feeling they was going to lose, you two numbskulls of an organization let them come back and win. At times when they had less than 10% chance of winning, the Grizzlies had a 13-point lead in the third quarter. The damn Trailblazers had a 25-point lead in the third quarter, and both of y'all ended up with goddamn L's. I'm done with y'all. The Playmakers Bar is proudly to announce that it landed a partnership deal with Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus. Stream live sports from any device that you have, whether it is your computer, laptop, or even your cellular device. Catch breaking news live when it happens and enjoy a mountain of entertainment from movies to shows to whatever you love doing. Paramount Plus. Plan starts at $4.99 a month, but right now, you can get a free trial. Just hit that link below with the Playmakers blog and start your free trial right now. Paramount Plus, Mountains of the Entertainment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Up. Paramount Plus is another sponsor, not only for Shooting Lights Up, but for the Playmakers blog Sports Network. I'm happy to have these partnership deals with Paramount Plus, Fernandez, and Liz.com. So if you want to do your shopping or you want to get streaming service, go ahead, hit the links that we got in the show descriptions and do all that. Also, follow us on all platforms. You can follow us on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to the Playmakers Bar website. Subscribe to whatever streaming site that you love listening to podcasts on. And follow us on all social media platforms as well. So, with that being said, as we get ready to wrap up here for today's show, got some games for you to watch starting off with the men's college basketball. Tonight, 9 p.m. ESPN, they have a Big 12 top 25 showdown when the Kansas Jayhawks looking to bounce back off that devastating ass whooping that they took to TCU at home. Now they on the road. They in Waco, Texas to take on 21st White Baylor. That is 9 p.m. tonight on ESPN. Then tomorrow, sticking with the Big 12 at 9 p.m. on ESPNU, we have a top 15 showdown when Iowa State takes on 13-1 Kansas State. On Wednesday, the 25th of January, Big East battle with the number 8 Xavier Musketeers taking on the 15-ranked UConn Huskies who need a win, to finally get bounced back. And then on the 26th, the battle for LA is up for grabs on ESPN2 at 9 p.m. when the UCLA Bruins face off with the USC Chosen. That is on the men's side. Let's switch over to the ladies' side when we have We Back Pat. This is the Pat Summit, little invitational. We're going to kick it off at ESPN2 at 7 p.m. with on tonight where number 10 Iowa will take on number 2 Oklahoma State, Ohio State. Let's see how the Hawkeyes and the Buckeyes go with it there. On the Big Ten Network at 8:15 p.m., Indiana, Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan at the top 15 showdown between Big Ten schools. So the Big Ten got some important games going on tonight. On the 25th, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Red River Showdown, lady style, when Oklahoma goes to Austin, Texas, to face off with the Texas Longhorns, 8 p.m. on the Longhorn Network. Then on Thursday, the 26th, the Michigan Wolverines, after they face off against Indiana at home, they go on the road to face off with the Maryland Terrapins in another rank versus rank showdown for the Big Ten. After that, we go back to the Wee Bat Pack Invitational. When we have the rivalry of Gina Auriemma and the UConn Husky facing off against the Tennessee Volunteers. That should be interesting to watch. In a conflict between the SEC and the Big East, UConn and Lady Volunteers should be a doozy one at 8 p.m. on ESPN on the 26th. Also at 8 p.m. on the 26th on the ACC Network, we have a top 15 showdown when the Virginia Tech Huskies face off with the Duke Blue Devils at Cameron Indoors. And last but not least, to wrap up the games to watch for the ladies' side, we have a top 10 showdown when Ohio State goes into Assembly Hall to face off against the Indiana Hoosiers. That's your ladies' games to watch. And finally, the NBA. On the NBA side, it's not on here, but tonight I want to mention this for tonight. You do have the Memphis Grizzlies going against the Sacramento Kings tonight. So you can find that game, watch that game. But tomorrow is where the fun begins. Because tomorrow, as those of you who are watching on YouTube, beginning at 7:30 on TNT, the Boston Celtics is in South Beach to take on the Miami Heat, a rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals. Also at 7:30 at Madison Square Garden, the New York Knicks looking to stop this losing streak that they have. They have lost four in a row, but they're taking on a very dangerous, a very talented, and a very motivated Cleveland Cavaliers with Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, and Jonathan Allen. At 8 p.m. down in the Big East of New Orleans, Louisiana, Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans are hosting Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and the Denver Nuggets. That's at 8 p.m. And our second game on TNT is the Battle for L.A. Is this part three or part four? I'm thinking part three right now. It is Paul George, who has returned from injury along with Kawhi Leonard, taking on LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers have won two in a row. The Los Angeles Clippers have beaten they have beaten a team who's been owning their ass for quite some time, and Luka Doncic and Dallas Mavericks, so they come up and win on that one. This is going to be interesting, 10 p.m. TNT tomorrow night. And then Wednesday is loaded as well. When you get to Wednesday, begin your day on ESPN at 7:30. When it's the Brooklyn Nets minus Kevin Durant for the time being, coming off a big win in San Francisco, beating Golden State Warriors. Last night, they are in Philly on Wednesday to take on Joel Embiid, James Harden, and the Philadelphia 76ers. That is on ESPN. At 8 p.m. up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as Giannis and the Bucks face off against Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. Also at 8 down in New Orleans, Louisiana, we have the Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans hosting Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And to cap off the night for tomorrow for you on ESPN at 10 p.m. after next 76ers, we have John Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies looking to bounce back after taking that terrible loss to the Los Angeles Clippers for the Los Angeles Lakers. They are in the Bay Area to take on Golden State with Steph Curry back in the lineup. It is John Morant versus Steph Curry. It's a game to watch, the game to pay attention to. So those are the games to watch for today through Thursday. But if it's college basketball with the men's or the ladies or in the NBA. So thank you for tuning in. Remember, follow us on any platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you can find us. Follow our YouTube channel. If you want to shop for some sportswear, click our link for Fanatics. Click our link for Liz. Once again, save on any orders that is $24 or up on in the United States with the promo code that you have seen throughout the show or do you heard of. For Fernandez, it is 24BOLT. That is 24BOLT. And for Liz.com, it is Liz24. That is LIDS24. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Playmaker signing out. Catch y'all later.
Good. You've done great. But you can't stop here. can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting the Lights Out.
Masterpiece.